KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's cloudy, 33 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady at 33 for the past couple of hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast is calling for mostly cloudy skies this morning. Just a slight chance of sprinkles or snow flurries. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 45. In local news, a public hearing will take place this evening in Atlantic with regard to the City of Atlantic entering into a general obligation, general purpose loan agreement, and related borrowing of money. The hearing is part of the Atlantic City Council meeting that begins at 5:30 p.m. and follows the recognition of the Atlantic High School and Middle School state archery team. Under the agreement, the city would assume $304,181 in general purpose loan debt. If approved by the council, a resolution combining those funds would be combined with $2.35 million in essential corporate purpose bonds for the purpose of undertaking various capital improvement projects. It would also authorize the use of a preliminary official statement and the levying of taxes to pay for those projects and bonds. City Administrator John Lund said those steps are the last actions needed by the council related to the 2018 general obligation series until after the city takes the bond to market. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will hold a public hearing on an ordinance amending the Code of Ordinances with regard to traffic being required to stop on Sunnyside Lane at the intersection of 10th, 22nd, and 29th Streets. The hearing will be followed by the first reading of an ordinance for the same purpose. The purpose of the ordinance, or the proposed ordinance, that is, would remove 6th Street's stop sign in order to improve traffic flow, and is in response to an engineer's determination that with the new ethanol plant being built, certain areas of town will see higher areas of traffic volume, including Sunnyside Lane. And in his report to the council, City Administrator John Lund will clarify the council's position on the existing inventory of empty lots and speak with regard to a 2018 code enforcement priority, the minimum maintenance code. Well, spring is here, and tomorrow, Thursday, will mark the second Produce in the Park planning meeting of 2018. The meeting will be held at 4:30 p.m. in the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce meeting room at 102 Chestnut Street. Anyone interested in the community event is invited to attend, especially those interested in selling locally grown produce and handmade crafts. The market is always looking for fresh ideas for entertainment and kids' activities as well. The opening date for Produce in the Park is May 31st and will be held every Thursday night from there on out from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. in the Atlantic City Park, weather permitting. The vendor fee is $60 for the season. Funding and budget will be discussed, as well as volunteer opportunities and a discussion on sampling goods at the market. Decisions are made by attendees of the meeting. The mission of Produce in the Park is promoting local food production and consumption and building a community to enhance the health and well-being of the residents. Produce in the Park provides opportunities for direct marketing for producers, access to fresh local foods for consumers, social networking, and educational opportunities for all participants. If you'd like more information, you can contact Emily Paulson, Susan Retz, Emily Kringle, LaVon Eblin, or the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Well, Creston police say three people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday. At around 1:20 p.m., officers arrested 29-year-old Caleb Fredrickson of Larmore at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Fredrickson was arrested on a Union County warrant for interference with corrections officials. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Just before 5 p.m. Tuesday, 26-year-old Tyler Elmore of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was later released on a $300 bond. And at around 10:30 last night, 24-year-old Thompson Lee Jones of Creston was arrested for domestic assault. Jones was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Harlan Police Chief Frank Clark reports his officers engaged in a high-speed pursuit late Monday night. The incident began around 10:50 p.m. as a Harlan police officer was behind a yellow motorcycle in the area of 6th and Laurel Street. When the rider, who was later identified as 24-year-old Brandon Christopher Allen of Harlan, noticed the patrol vehicle, the cycle accelerated northbound on 6th at a high rate of speed. Speeds reached 80 miles per hour as it continued north through the downtown area and into North Harlan. Officials say the motorcycle ran through three stop signs. The pursuit then went west on Dye Street from 6th and then south on 12th Street from Dye, running another stop sign. As the motorcycle sped south through the 12th Street residential area of Harlan, speeds reached in excess of 100 miles per hour, and the cycle ran through more stop signs. Continuing south out of the city limits, speeds exceeded 115 miles per hour on Linden Road. As Allen approached the intersection with U.S. Highway 59, he lost control of his motorcycle and laid it on its side. Allen then took off on foot westward, but was quickly apprehended by law enforcement. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and taken into custody on two outstanding Shelby County warrants. Allen also faces charges that associated with the pursuit and arrest, including Felony charges of possession of meth, possession of contraband in a jail facility, and eluding. Other charges include prohibited acts, interference with official acts, driving while revoked, possession of drug paraphernalia, and reckless driving. 3 counts of speeding, 9 counts of failure to obey a stop sign, and 1 count of failure to obey a traffic control device. Allen was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $28,300 bond. Harlan police were assisted during the pursuit and in the arrest by Shelby County Sheriff's deputies and the Iowa State Patrol. Sheriff's deputies in Pottawatomie County arrested a man following a physical disturbance Monday evening in Council Bluffs. The persons who reported the incidents were residents in the area. They told authorities two men were fighting in a ditch on the north side of the road and that a female was also in the area. The woman, Tammy Sorensen, told authorities that her husband, Rick Nelson, was attempting to restrain his son, Brandon, who was heavily intoxicated. 30-year-old Brandon Ray Nelson of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 5:35 p.m. for disorderly conduct by abusive epithets and public intoxication. And the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board Monday evening approved salaries for certified teachers, support staff, and administrators. Superintendent Trevor Miller told KJAN News last year they agreed to a 2-year agreement with the certified teachers where the package was increased 2.9%. This year it's 2.0%.
Insurance rates were better than we thought they were going to be coming in, so we were able to have everybody settle between a 2.0 and a 2.2 total package, including, you know, an increase of salary and also still being able to cover insurance. So it was good that our insurance came in what we wanted because we weren't sure that what we're going to have left to do for a salary increase. But since they came in, everybody will be able to get a little bit of an increase with only getting 1% money from the state. So the union had already approved it. We just needed the board approval last night.
That, again, was Monday night. He said also they received 4 sealed bids for the general obligation bonds that were passed by the taxpayers last fall. The board approved the winning low bid from Northfield out of Minneapolis, and with that bid, Miller said they're hoping the tax rates on the bonds will be lower than the predicted $1.27. The board also awarded the final construction package, that's package E, for the Exira bleachers.
So now all packages have been awarded. The contractors each know, and then some of them, like our concession stand, once the weather gets decent, they can start on that. And the major projects of the HVAC system and windows and all that will start immediately once school's out for the summer.
The board Monday night approved the transfer of Caitlin Giles from fourth grade to second grade teacher, and they hired Ross Blake as the junior high track coach because the number of students participating in track was up. Also, the Exira EHK board set 6 p.m. April the 9th as the date and time for a public hearing on the proposed 2018-19 budget. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. Celebrating 40 years of great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.